Thousands of Iraqis marked the 8th anniversary of Saddam Hussein's ouster by gathering in Al-Mustansiriya Square to condemn the presence of U.S. troops in their country. They also called on the Iraqi government to ask all foreign troops to leave the country by the end of the year. Politicians, clerics, and tribal leaders also joined the crowds to show solidarity with the protesters who carried anti-U.S. placards and slogans such as "Iraq is a free country," "America get out," and "No for occupation, no for America." Iraqi clerics have accused foreign forces of inciting panic, corruption, and unrest in the country.
There is no place for occupiers in Iraq. Iraq is sovereign and independent, and any extension of the U.S. presence is unacceptable.
Iraqi lawmakers at the protest site also stressed the importance of foreign troops to leave the country.
Iraqis don't want the occupiers in their country, and there's no reason to extend the U.S. presence.
Addressing the protesters, the spokesperson of Muqtada al-Sadr warned the U.S. troops that if they extend their presence in the country, the ceasefire will be removed.
Saad has warned that he will end the ceasefire if American troops stay longer than originally agreed.
Observers say the protests send a strong message to the U.S. and the international community that Iraqis will not stand for a continued U.S. military presence in Iraq.
We are here to urge the government not to extend the presence of U.S. troops because they have brought nothing but misery and carnage.
Emotions on the street were fueled by the remarks of U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who asked the Iraqi government to extend the presence of 20,000 U.S. soldiers in Iraq. The request was faced with strong opposition from Iraqi officials.